You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philip Andrews. The late Michael Paul Gallagher, SJ, used to talk about the importance of imagination as a means to instill unity and understanding between people of little faith or no faith indeed. I'm talking to Canon Leonard Doolan, vicar of Cirencester Parish Church, about the late Father John Beck. On Monday, Christians from many denominations, including the Roman Catholic Church, attended the funeral at the parish church of St. John Baptist. Father John used his musical talents to encourage ecumenism, and so I'm asking Father Leonard about Father John's background as an organ scholar and as a student of music, and how he used that with his position as a priest in the Church of England. Thank you, Father Leonard, for agreeing to talk to us.
Well, thank you, Phil, for getting in touch this morning, and especially with this opportunity to speak about our much-loved Father John. John started his musical career very early indeed, actually, just as a boy, and trained under a number of very distinguished English organists, and became organ scholar of St. John's College in Oxford, where he studied composition with the famous Edmund Rubra. And while he was there as organ scholar, the chaplain, Kenneth Woolcombe, who later became a quite distinguished Bishop of Oxford, discerned in John a vocation to priesthood. And so that really began a whole life for John of being both an organist and choir master, but also serving God through the sacramental priesthood. And this really enlivened John, and he was just such a glorious human individual to encounter. And his gifts to the church and to people generally came through this wonderful blend, almost a sort of alchemy, you might call it, of music and of his Anglican priesthood.
I was interested to note that the great organ in Cirencester Parish Church had been draped in black, as is the French tradition, and in a way this sort of suggests the very nature of Father John's spirituality, both as a minister of the word and sacrament, but also as a musician who used that talent of his for the furtherance of the faith and also for the means of uniting Christians. So, for example, one could think of Father John playing a mighty piece of 19th or 20th century French organ music, or indeed his choir singing something such as Kenneth Leighton's Easter Sequence, the full-bodied kerygma, the puissant nature of that which Father John pursued, which became, if you like, a communion of sorts through art, specifically music, and then leads to that renewed desire to pursue unity by looking at what unites faith and trust in Christ, omnipotence of God as Holy Trinity, rather than what divides. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. I mean, I'd just like to comment on the black drapes. There is a sort of irony that following the French tradition, these wonderful swags of black material were hung from our splendid organ pipes. And of course, we were feeling bereaved and bereft because Father John had died. But the irony is that the bishop and the clergy who were celebrating the Requiem Mass down below the organ pipes were actually in white, because this it was very much a celebration of John's Easter faith. And the service was full of alleluias. But certainly that blend that you were talking about in John's repertoire was shown actually in the type of music that his wife Sue chose for the Requiem. And so we had the choir singing the Missa Brevis Sancti Ioannis de Deo, or better known as the Little Organ Mass by Joseph Haydn. But we also had some truly wonderful hymns to sing, which we might actually say came from a rather more evangelical tradition. And I think this was characteristic of John. He was an evangelical Catholic and a Catholic evangelical. And therefore, he was able in his ministry of music and of priesthood to draw together so many Christians of wide and varying traditions. And this is a very, very great skill. And I'd want to say it was a real charism that God had bestowed upon Father John Beck.
And also at the funeral, there were many former choristers from the past 50 years. One, I think, came as far afield as Germany, And so building up that school of excellence through Christian witness and a work ethic in honour of God in order to make music served those boys well in later life. I think of some of those who've passed through Father John and Susan's hands, who have gone on to become well-known TV presenters, conductors. One, I think, has become a star of the West End stage himself, and he now passes on that talent and passion for the arts as a teacher. So Father John's legacy lives on in so many ways.
I think that's absolutely true. And, I mean, there can be no doubt that young people who are nurtured in the choral tradition actually have huge advantages in life. I think it helps them to have a sense of discipline. It gives them a sense of inspiration and of aspiration. And with people like John and Sue, not just giving these young men and young girls an understanding and appreciation of music, but actually giving them something of a sense of self-worth, self-esteem, and self-achievement, recognizing, of course, that all achievement comes through our support in God.
Indeed, there seems to be a sense of loyalty built on trust and indeed family. So to have been a chorister of Father John and Sue Beck was to have entered into a vast family built upon respect for them and often realised in a continued practice of the Christian faith as adults, which is a great testament and a great witness to the life of a very great man. Canon Leonard Doolan, thank you so much for speaking to Vatican Radio today. Laudetur Jesus Christus.